Greg Cope White's memoir, The Pink Marine, is the inspiration for Netflix's breakout hit Boots. Boots tells the story of an 18-year-old closeted gay teenager who enlists in the Marines with his straight best friend. Greg is not only the real-life inspiration, he's also one of the show's writers and a co-executive producer. Greg's mentor was Norman Lear, who championed the series until his passing at 101 and weighing in on every key decision, and saw the first three episodes before his death in December of 2023. While the first season of Boots focuses entirely on Greg's boot camp experience, he went on to excel in the Marines, serving for 6 years and attaining the rank of sergeant. The book, The Pink Marine, is out once again, reissued in as a paperback, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Greg Cope White to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. What a delight to have you.
Joe, thank you for having me. How's Albany today?
Albany is fine, and I have to tell you, Albany is fine, and I have been talking this show up ever since I saw it about 2 weeks ago around town. This is quite something that is a show, and just what has happened with the show is making news, that it was sort of a sleeper hit. It came out, it didn't make much of a ruffle, and then all of a sudden, boom, and it becomes one of the most watched things on Netflix. What have the last couple of weeks been like for you?
It's absolutely bonkers. You know, I went from serving in secret. I guess you can imagine the whiplash. I went from serving in secret and having to keep everything hidden to then deciding to write the book and put my name on it and start touring with that and then shop it as a show and get that done. So to have the attention from people like you walking around town telling people that you love this show, that's my story, I can't even wrap my head around that. Who gets that in their life?
I'm fascinated by how it came about, in the sense of when did you know you wanted to tell the story of what you went through? Which, for those who have not seen the show or have read the book, this takes place just before the don't ask, don't tell policy was put into place.
Yes, I went in when it was illegal. And, you know, I moved to Hollywood with this story under my belt. I'm a television writer first. This is my first book. I have another one coming out in the spring. But I focus on television and movies mostly. And I could have written this as a script. But I remembered when I was growing up how libraries saved my life. They were such a refuge for me, because when I was looking for examples of any story or a character in a book that I thought maybe felt like me and would help validate and justify my life and what I was thinking, I would find those examples in books. And when the stories of our young people in America and other countries became popular, unfortunately, where young people were choosing to end their lives because they were being bullied rather than hold on for one more day, that really motivated me to write the story, because I wanted to have a book on those shelves that would last longer than a television show, perhaps, and be something that someone would come on to and maybe find a reason to hold on. Because if once you've been yelled at by the meanest Marines in the world, no bully matters.
Well, you know, the interesting thing was that my brother, who was a Marine, and maybe about 10 years, 12 years prior to when you were, he called me and said, this show is on the air. I have never seen anything that captures boot camp better than this program. I've told people my entire life about what it was like to be a recruit, and this just nails it. And he said it brought back some very pleasant memories and some really awful memories. I'm curious as to what it was that ultimately you wanted to say. Obviously, the story about being a gay Marine, but also of what that was like, of something that despite all of that, you wanted to stay in there for 6 years.
First off, thank your brother for me. He's also my brother, and I'm so grateful that he felt seen. Just to speak to that for a second, I was so fortunate that that once people saw the attention that I spent on capturing boot camp so carefully in the book, you know, I was partially writing it so detailed to be a roadmap for people that don't understand the world. You know, your brother knows the world, but only 0.1% have walked through the gates of Paris Island. And so I wanted to make sure and describe it and what it was like, what it felt like, what it smelt like, and take you through that experience and wrap that experience in a lot of humor, which you see in the book and you see in the show, because that's the universally understood language and everybody can relate. And, you know, the writers in the room besides me, there were two other Marine writers in the room, and we had three fantastic military advisors on set. So the authenticity that people are responding to is because people cared to make it that authentic.
Initially, what were you looking for as a young man from the Marine Corps, and that would, even knowing you were gay and what you're walking into and still saying, this is something I need in my life?
I wanted to change. I wanted to find my place in the masculine world. I wanted to understand it. I had society telling me that I had no place, that my basic human nature was wrong. And so I was lost and aimless. So to take my chance with my best friend and sneak in with him being complicit and supporting me and often propping me up through the experience, I wanted to do something and change. And the Marines, they don't just take a chance on a lost skinny gay kid. They take a chance on every single person that walks through that door. And that's what people are also responding to in the show so much, is these characters that we get to build out. You know, everybody's finding a way in. You don't have to fall in love with the character that's based on me or Gail. There's all these other great characters, whether it's a drill instructor. I was fascinated once we got in the writer's room to build out the drill instructors' lives, because I didn't have access to behind the curtain with them.
Miles Heiser, Liam O, Max Parker, Brandon Tyler, Kieran Moore. I mean, just some of the people who are in the show. And
Sachin Bhatt, Blake Burt, Anna Arroyo, you know, this Landon Ashworth. There are some actors that blow me away and that did from the audition. Dominic Goodman, you know, he comes in with he plays Nash. He comes in with a brother that's in the Marines right now, and his grandfather served. You know, when he walked in his audition in a USMC t-shirt, I sat up. These people, these actors have dedicated themselves to this story. And if you're following them on social media, the bond that you see in the show still carries off screen. This platoon is inseparable, and I think eternal.
Miles Heiser is the actor who plays you, and did you? It seems like he nails the role. Did he nail the? In your opinion, what it was like, and you think to yourself, okay, this pretty much is the experience I had.
Yeah, he is a dream come true. I never thought. Well, of course, I never thought any of this would happen. When you come from where I come from, these things that we're talking about, the show and the book and all that. That just wasn't in the card for me. So to have Miles as an out gay actor playing me was just a time that I never thought I would see coming, that we got to find an out gay actor. And Miles plays the character based on me. You know, it's important that for both me as a writer and the other writers and Miles, it's important for us to build this extra character for him, this Cameron Cope. And he honors me in every frame. But, you know, hopefully with enough seasons, we're going to take him places that I didn't go.
So that's the second question. That's the big question that's coming up. So season two, yes?
I hope so.
Yeah.
We don't know, but we're all here for it. I've got a lot of stories left. So does every other writer, Marine or not. We're ready to get in there. We fell in love with these characters as we were building them, just as much as the audience has. So we're with you 100%. We really hope to get to keep telling these stories.
In the show, compared to real life, the relationship with your mother, played by Vera Farmiga, is I mean, it's a tough it's a tough relationship. And how accurate was that of what is portrayed on screen? And is, I assume, if accurate, that enters into wanting to get something that is a bit more like discipline in your life that would make you want to enter the Corps.
Yeah, you know, my mom's a terrific person. She and you know, Ann Barclay Cope and Barbara Cope have a lot in common. There's some choices, as you see in the book and the show, that my mom makes that might not have been my favorite choices. But, you know, I did go to 13 schools in 11 years, and we weren't in the military. But she's also a wonderful person. And different from the character in the show, I get to spend time in the book honoring the journey that she's had. You know, she was born in Lubbock, Texas, and married at 16 and had four children by the time she was 28. And she still went back and, you know, she was a single mom most of her time, most of my time with her. And she went back and enrolled in college with four kids at home and ended up getting her bachelor's and then her master's and her PhD. So she is a fabulous woman, and I thank the Lord every day that she turned left when others are turning right.
Once your story came out in book form, and how many people didn't know that you were gay and that you had the experience that you had within the Corps?
My circle of friends, of course, knew, because it took me a while, like I said, to write the story, to write the book.
Right.
I had to figure out how to write a book. But I think I've had the good fortune of living an out authentic life since I was about 20, and except when I was in the service, but you know, when I was out in the civilian world. So I've been operating from a pretty comfortable place, and I don't think anybody in my life didn't know. Of course, anybody reading the story might not understand that's what's going to happen. But then there's so many other characters to fall in love with in that story. You're not reading or watching a gay show. You're watching a show about Americans. You're watching a show with a lot of people and reading a book with a lot of people that have hopes and dreams that might be similar to yours.
The name of the book is The Pink Marine. It is out in paperback. Of course, the show is Boots, which is on Netflix and is currently running, all 8 episodes up, released on October 9th and has just become a mega hit for Netflix. Greg Cope White is the author of the memoir, and thank you so much for being with us. It's a delight to have you on the program. Congratulations on the success, and I appreciate you being with us.
I enjoyed our time. Thank you. You really have a great energy, and I appreciate that this early in the morning.
Thank you very much. Be well. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.